Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Welcome to Brain Stuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. If you've spent a good amount of time driving around the United States, especially in rural areas, you've probably noticed those messy-looking black squiggles that cut across asphalt-paved road surfaces in what looks like a haphazard fashion at best. But rest assured, they're not the wasteful result of some sloppy tar work, nor drizzles from your local tar tankard transport. Instead, what you're noticing is crack sealing. It's a time-honored technique for remedying damaged road surfaces without inflicting more pain upon taxpayers by tearing up and repaving the entire road and disrupting traffic while that work is done. Asphalt is the sticky binding liquid that sets around the rocks and stuff that make up our road pavement. That pavement can take a pounding from heavy traffic, for example, or from the expansion and contraction that happens during seasonal changes in temperature. Cracks develop when stress builds up in the surface layer of the pavement that exceeds its tensile strength. Design and construction flaws, such as inadequate drainage for rainfall or a weak base underneath the road, can also cause the surface to fail. Cracks are insidious because once they appear, water can get in not just the cracks, but the base of the road and cause lots more damage as it expands and contracts with the temperature. In the arcane, highly technical world of road maintenance, there are actually a lot of different types of cracking to contend with. One of the most unsightly is fatigue cracking, which turns the highway into something resembling an alligator's hide, and which usually requires an extensive repair job. Another type of damage, reflection cracking, results from movement between the road's asphalt and concrete layers and looks more like a jagged gash. There's also edge cracking, in which rows of wavy, curved cracks parallel the road shoulder. If you tried to build a nice new road, every time that stuff happened, it would be prohibitively expensive. In Introduction to Crack Sealing, a 2008 treatise on the subject from the Texas Engineering Extension Service at Texas A&M University, the experts note that sealing cracks is way cheaper, about $2,500 per mile of road, compared to $60,000 for putting down an overlay surface. Though, of course, 2008 was a while ago. In 2016, the city of Littleton, Colorado, estimated that crack sealing cost about $5,500 per lane mile, while overlaying cost approximately $320,000 per lane mile. For our metric friends, a mile is about 1.6 kilometers. These seals aren't actually made of tar these days. It's more likely to be some sort of high-performance polymer asphalt mix, designed to form a bond that's flexible enough to move with the road and keep the crack from growing. Crews apply it to the fissures with a device that looks vaguely like a vacuum hose working in reverse. However, although crack sealing can keep a road from deteriorating further, it doesn't make the road any smoother. You might not feel it in a smooth-riding sedan or SUV, but some motorcyclists call the patches tar snakes and contend that they cause damage to bikes or even accidents. Today's episode is based on the article, What Are Those Squiggles of Tar on the Road? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Patrick J. Kiger. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.